Greg Bedard. Hi, Greg.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Greg?
Greg, what did you make of the night that Cyrus Jones had?
Woof. You know, the thing is you know, I was encouraged for him, you know, because he's a guy who, you know, he's been open and honest about his struggles, maybe too open and honest, but as a reporter, we'll take it to this point. And, you know, to see him get out there and field a punt, field a kickoff cleanly, I was like, okay, he's making strides. And then all of a sudden, the long touchdown, another long touchdown. You know, he also had struggles tackling and other issues in coverage. And, you know, his night ended when myself and a couple other reporters asked him, hey, can we ask you a couple questions? He said, nah, and left the locker room without talking, which, you know, is certainly his prerogative, but it's not a good look. And so tough night all around for him.
Greg, we were talking about this earlier. Is it conceivable that he's not on this team? I don't want to overreact to one game, but his camp hasn't been altogether great either. Is that a scenario that you could see happening?
Steve, I think it is. I mean, you know, look, they have a competitive situation at cornerback.
Very, very.
You know, obviously they have, you know, Gilmore and Butler, and then, you know, Rowe and Jonathan Jones have sort of, Rowe's been hurt of late, but before that he was getting in the mix at third cornerback, and, you know, Coleman's had a pretty good camp. You have a kid like Kenny Moore, an undrafted kid who's consistently made plays in practices. You know, you look at that, and you have to think that his spot is in danger, even as a second-round pick. I mean, that's how big his struggles have been, and you could tell, you know, I mean, the kid is just uber talented. I mean, you know, a lot of teams would have just, you know, buried him after his struggles last year, but, you know, so far in practices, and then we've seen it in the game today, they've given him chance after chance, whether it's in the secondary, and he's actually had good practices. He's been pretty good, and back at punt returner, and, you know, just for him to come out in a game and have another performance like this, I mean, it has to be on the table.
We're talking with Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal. Obviously, going into this game tonight, a lot of intrigue with the quarterback situation. Jimmy Garoppolo came out for the start of the second half. Were you surprised by that?
A little bit, and I heard Zoe on the telecast. He was also surprised, but I think that, you know, it was a situation, this whole game in general, Bill talked about a little bit earlier in the week where, you know, they really let the starters have most of the two competitive practices against the Jaguars, and they got their work in there where people aren't really being tackled, and you know, there's less risk for injury. And then, you know, they were going to let the other people, you know, have more run today, and I think that included Garoppolo. And you know, we've seen it before. Bill sort of likes, especially his quarterback, come out and answer the bell in the second half and get used to that. And so I thought Jimmy did well with that.
And not only that, Greg, nobody's been better than the Patriots at finishing the first half and starting the second half, and you don't always find that situation. In the preseason, he had a perfect opportunity to let Garoppolo experience the entirety of it, not just coming out in the second half or not just completing the first half with a nice drive, but putting the two together, which we've seen the Patriots do forever. I'm sure that was part of Bill's thinking also.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point, Steve. I mean, you know, you look at, you know, how they finished up the first half. They missed the long field goal and then touchdown. Then they come around, they score a touchdown again, and Garoppolo goes out again for another possession, and they're driving 8 plays, 63 yards, and then you had the DJ Foster fumble. It looked like they were going in for another score. And so, you know, definitely Jimmy was feeling it at that point. I think about midway through the second quarter, things started clicking for him. And all of a sudden he was back in game mode, and you know, they probably wanted him to ride it a little bit because he was in a good rhythm.
Greg, were you surprised at how much Deion Lewis played in this game? We had a caller that brought this up earlier, wondering if there was something bad to take away from that. We didn't agree with that, but I was surprised to see him get as many reps as he did.
Yeah, I would agree. And, you know, I spoke to Deion after the game, and you know, I don't know. I don't want to read anybody's body language too much again.
Don't do that, Greg. That got you in trouble this
week. Yeah, I don't want to do that. But, you know, I don't know. I got the feeling that maybe he wasn't too thrilled about it. But, you know, look, he's been a good player for this team, 17-0. I can understand. But, I thought he did a good job. I thought that he, you know, I think the coaches had him out there for a while just to test the leg, see his wind, because I did think that there were stretches where maybe his explosion wasn't quite there. And I think, you know, putting it under stress in those situations on back-to-back plays, that two-minute drive before the first half especially, I think that's good for him in the long run, and I think that's what the coaches had in mind.
Greg, any update on the Wise injury?
No. The last we heard is that he had a head injury. I did not see him in the locker room, which is not unusual. And, you know, of course, the curse of Bedard lives on. I blow the guy up in a column, and he gets hurt like five plays into his Patriots career. So, yeah, par for the course.
Right. Austin Carr had obviously the big touchdown catch in the back of the end zone, had a couple of other catches on that drive. If you had to say which guy has been better so far, Devin Lucien or Austin Carr, which one would you take?
Ooh, good question, because, you know, I would have said halfway through camp it was definitely Carr, and then Lucien has come on. They've almost, like, taken turns. You know, I would probably say overall, factoring in tonight, I think, you know, Austin Carr, I think the kid's just, he's been on point. He's made plays. That catch in the end zone was terrific. He made a couple other ones that showed great body control and body movement. And, you know, I think that's a great sign for him. And you know, I heard you guys talking earlier that whole wide receiver position is going to be interesting. And I think, you know, you talked about sort of the depth chart and how that's going to factor in. I mean, I wonder if the potential is there for this team to just go with, say, two tight ends in Gronkowski and Dwayne Allen, and considering how much they get tackles into this, and, you know, maybe they can steal a roster spot there. But, you know, of course, at the end of the day, a lot of this is going to come down to injuries and what they have to do as far as the 53.
Did you bump into the commissioner inside the stadium at all tonight?
I saw him from afar in my binoculars. It was weird because, you know, we got word that he was there and you checked it out, and then he, like, waved, like, you know, where was he going? Like, was he going to go pop popcorn? Like, what? I mean, it was definitely I think it was a shrewd move on his part to foil Portnoy a little bit and get in here before the natives could get all riled up and restless.
He's doing recon work.
But you're right. It's whatever he does, it's calculated. What was the calculation here? If he's still planning on being here on opening night, what goes into his thinking there? I don't understand.
You're right, Steve. Everything that they do is calculated. He's basically a politician, and you know, I think they just wanted to, you know, show that he could slip in and slip out, and it's not this big spectacle, and maybe sort of try to take the air out of the balloon a little bit, but I think they're sorely mistaken on that count, because this place will be, it'll be some sort of atmosphere come opening night for him.
Greg, appreciate the time. We'll be talking to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal. Read him at bostonsportsjournal.com. That is where you go to get his coverage of the Patriots. A great new site that is now up and running. So check it out, bostonsportsjournal.com.